Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We here, April 28th. What is it, about 4 days till the mega fight? 3 or 5 days, I guess?
Winding down,
are you
man.
Mentally ready for it?
What's that?
Are you mentally ready for the fight?
Oh, man, I'm ready for it, man. Mentally, physically, emotionally, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, so what's your prediction?
How about you? Oh, I can't give you that yet, man. Can't give you that quite yet, but
you have to because this is the only.
I know, but I'm trying to save that to the end, man. I don't want to give it away.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to save it, but if you're gonna press me for it, I can give it to you now.
Well, we can wait. We can save that. That's more important to me. We can talk about the NFL draft, which is coming up Thursday.
Oh boy.
And what are some of the stories or picks you looking at? Where are they going? What you got?
Well, I mean, off top, I have to start with Famous Jameis. You know, I'm looking at it. Obviously, you know, he's supposed to go number one. It'll be interesting. Part of me still thinks that maybe something may happen there. Maybe he won't. You know, maybe they'll do something crazy and try to take Mariota. But obviously, looking at the quarterback class, since it's a little bit thin this year, and then of course I'm looking at my Raiders team and seeing if they're going to pick up Amari Cooper or not, if the chance is there. Looking to see where my boy from Florida goes. That's the lineman in the draft.
Who's your
Dr.
boy?
Fowler.
Who's your boy? Fowler.
Well, I said yeah, Dante Fowler. And,
oh, okay.
And then you know, it'll be an interesting draft. I'm interested to see where Todd Gurley goes, being injured and all. Even though he's injured, I think, man, he's a hell of a back. So it'll be interesting to see. So.
Yeah. Who do you What are some of the Raiders' first few choices? Do you know? Have you seen Todd McShay? He's usually, as much as people don't like Todd McShay and that other guy, they sort of do listen to him all the time. Mel Kiper. I think it's just the way he comes off. People don't like him, but I don't mind watching him and Todd McShay predictions.
You don't mind?
Have you been following? No, I don't mind.
You said you don't mind watching. I mean, yeah, always. It's hard not to follow it, man. It's on every day. So yeah, you know, I've heard what they got to say about it, and you know, I mean, I think they're really good at what they do. So, you know, they know more than the average man. But, you know, I think they could be surprised too. So it's always fun to see what, you know, where people will land and things like that. The thing that they was bringing up, though, today, I caught a little bit. I didn't quite have the volume up, but they were talking about how the, you know, the top, a lot of these top draft picks are not going to be at the draft, and how, you know, somebody was on there. I don't know if it was a former player, a current player. Somebody was on there blasting them. But like I said, I just caught the tail end of it and said that, you know, they should be there and couldn't understand why they would not want to be there. They said that people that want to be home with their family, that's for the fourth and fifth and sixth rounders.
Right.
So I thought that was funny, but but yeah, overall, man, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And then you got the kid that got popped with the little possession charge, Ray something, and he was supposed to go high, and he gonna lose a whole bunch of money. And then you got another kid,
I think
passed a drug test. So I think, I don't know the other kid's name, but he'll be in trouble too, missing some money there.
So two kids got caught.
I thought it was two guys. I thought one guy, did you say got caught on drugs?
Not caught on drugs, with drugs or whatever.
Oh, okay. I don't know about caught on drugs. I know that one of them got a possession charge, and one of them I think flipped the test. Yeah, I heard you now. I heard you. With drugs. Yeah. So, I thought it was two guys.
Well, I know there was a guy who was being questioned for. I don't know if it was a shooting or attempted murder or whatever of a lady who was pregnant. I guess they got the lady, the baby. He's not even a suspect. He's just questioned. Should that, or do you think that will affect his draft, even if he's just being questioned?
Yeah, everything negative affects your draft, whether it's on the field or off
negative?
The field. Because someone has apparently died, from what you said, that would be considered connected to something negative. So,
even if he had nothing to do with it?
Somebody died, right?
Well, no, I'm saying why should that affect his draft?
Like I said, your name being connected with anything negative, right? I think that's how they do it, isn't it?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was... Because he's being questioned as, I don't know, they didn't even really say why. And that's what sucks is because, they didn't say he might have known the guy who did it or known
right.
the lady who was shot. You know, it just said question like he was in the vicinity. It's like, damn, can y'all at least be a little more specific? Either not say it or be as specific and say, hey, nah, he's not even close. We just think he might know the guy or something. Because it really makes you look bad, especially with what's been going on with Aaron Hernandez's case. You don't want to be or Ray Caruth, Ray Lewis, you don't want and Ray Rice. Good Lord, all these Rays getting in trouble.
Sounds like you just answered it.
Well,
you don't want to be connected with nothing negative, right?
Nothing negative.
That's
and nothing
like.
You don't want to name Ray. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not a good look. You know, and if somebody don't come out and say, hey, I don't know why my name would be connected with that or whatever. You know, I haven't heard anything like that from the player or the player's attorney. So, I don't know if it's Jim Rome or one of them's forecasters say, why don't these guys, if they really, really, really don't have nothing to do with it, especially in this day and time where your reputation can be ruined with an accusation, they always say, if you don't have nothing to do with it and you're completely innocent, you should be, screaming from the mountaintop, hey, I'm innocent, man, I ain't got nothing to do with this, and be proactive about it. But I don't think guys do that enough,
Yeah.
You might as well come on out and say, hey, man, I ain't got nothing to do with this. I don't know why they want to question me. I don't know this person. But I just want to put it out there. I mean, yeah, you got to defend your reputation, man, especially in these days and times we're in. Because if they get a chance to slander you or ruin it, then they'll do it, So I think it's just important, more than ever. You innocent, say you innocent,
Yeah.
You wait around for the court of public opinion, boy, they'll get you.
Right.
So.
That sucks.
It does, it sucks.
I'm a lesson learned kind of guy. And, a lot of people didn't learn from past players. Because it wasn't always exposed. And, where I'm going with this is I'm thinking younger players, people still in college and people kids in high school, just look at what was going on. And if you want to go to the pro, you want to make all that money just from your draft alone, start making sure you watch what you do or who you with or where you're at,
Yeah.
You can't have stuff on you while going 90. What?
Yeah, it's been, yeah, you're right. You're right, man. And, you know, you would think by now, but it'll never be. It'll never be. You're always going to have this. Every single draft, you're going to have one person. You always have it. It's always going to be people that make mistakes and blow opportunity. That's just how it goes. So, you know, I think it's probably a lot less than it used to be, seemed like to me. I mean, you know, it used to seem like there used to be a lot more, you know, stories before the draft of guys that were, you know, questionable, this and that, you know, multiple guys. I mean, I think it has probably gone down a little bit, but, man, some of the behavior just makes you wonder, you know, when you're at a high-risk time, you know, all you got to do is make it to draft, they get drafted, and these guys can't seem to, between the time that they stop playing football in college to when they're going to turn pro and get paid, it's amazing that they can't keep it together in that time, you know, pins and needles. Because really, once you get past that, you get to go, you know. So
right. You know. Well, extra what?
Oh, I was just gonna say, you know, exercise a little patience, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be tough to do though, you know. It'd be tough, that's for sure. What was you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say, like, what would you, like, how do you tell a high schooler early? I mean, in college, I would think it's easier. You know, by that time, you should have a campus life, even if you had your home or you live in your same area, you should have a separate life by that point. So, what do you tell high schoolers that are in a certain area with certain people? Like, how do you tell them? What would you tell them if you're like, look, man, you can't hang around with certain people because. It just,
I mean, man,
you,
I wouldn't tell them anything that they don't have on any show, any sports show that they have, you know, any coach would tell them. I mean, it's all the same. You know, we've been, you know, me and you, we played sports for a long time, and, you know, before us, people played. I mean, this stuff's been going on a long time, man. I mean, this has been, I mean, you think back to the, you know, going on a long time, so I feel like, you know, you learn that at a young age, even more so now, because again, the era we're in. So I feel like, you know, it's going to be the people that, you know, it's going to be people that are going to make some mistakes, and that's going to happen. I just feel like that's just what it is. I mean, you can, you know, tell people all the normal stuff, you know, always, you know, just the I guess it's cliche stuff now, but it's the same stuff that you learned as a kid, you know. Watching who you hang around with. Everybody ain't your friend, you know. 10 seconds of your life can cost you your life. You know, stuff like that. It's just that we've been hearing it. And I know a lot of these young guys, they hear it, man. They've been around it. I mean, people tell these guys, you know, but at the end of the day, man, that's just part of it. People going to make mistakes, and that's what ends up happening. It's unfortunate, but, man, you would think, because the only thing I can come up with, and we always go back and forth with this, is just like, or not back and forth, but we always come back to this, is just that at what point, what is a big enough deterrent to make you really stop and think about what you're doing and what you have at risk and what you could lose? Millions of dollars not a big enough deterrent? Your freedom not a big enough deterrent? I don't, that's what I say. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, there's the guys who are going to, we're going to make sure that they don't mess that up, and then there's going to be, you know, the minority, the very small, the 1% of guys who just, that's the way it's going to be for them. You know, some of them are able, or the, you know, the biggest knuckleheads in the world. You look at a guy that comes to mind to me, the Pac-Man Jones. I didn't think I would have bet most of the money I got that he wouldn't have stayed in the league as long as he has stayed, and wouldn't have done better after how repeatedly and just it seemed like frequently he was getting in trouble and for the dumbest stuff. So, you know, some of it being very serious. So it's the thing. I feel like some of them, they end up aging out. They get it right. And some of them, what's the boy's name? I was going to give another example on the other side of it, who can't seem to get it together. What's the kid's name from Oklahoma State, the receiver? He played for Jacksonville, Justin Blackmon. He got guys back in that, man, they just cannot get it together. And so you hope going in, a guy like the Ray guy, the D-lineman that we were talking about that got the possession charge, you hope that, man, this will open his eyes up. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't cry over spoiled milk. The money is lost. He, you know, he made the mistake, but hopefully going forward, you know, he'll be able to get it together. So,
well, I gotta agree with you about Pac-Man Jones. I mean, and that's also, he's also the reason I tell people that there is a chance. Some people, unfortunately, need more chances than the other. Like, there's some people that say,
people will never get it. Man.
But I'm like,
some people, some people need more chances. You're right, but you're right about that.
Because people only get so many,
you know.
Well, people like to judge others by their standards.
By how they think. Yeah,
but then they don't
say,
"Oh, well, I can do this, and I know I can do that." And you're like, "Yeah, but if that was the case, then there wouldn't be IQs level because everyone would be the exact same." I mean, you know, for example, that's what I mean. Like, there's different reasons people think different, act different, environmental. And I'm just basically, I'm just glad that Pac-Man Jones, I'm glad he got out of trouble, or at least from what we know, has been staying out of trouble.
The guy's done, are you kidding me? He's completely overachieved when it comes to where he started at coming in this league. I didn't think he was going to make it at all, especially from being, you know, I mean, he came a long way, and he stayed a long time. He's made a lot of money. He's been effective on the field, and he's you got to give it to him, or whoever's around him, his new circle that he, you know, started hanging out with or was, you know, had around him after he was getting in trouble, because obviously something changed. So, you got to give him credit. He was able to turn it around, but I also feel like in this era that we're in, you got to keep in mind this was 6, 7, 8 years ago that Pac-Man was getting in all this trouble. You know, you're not going to get as many chances as he did even for that time. I mean, you look back on that, that was a lot. That was a lot of different chances, especially coming from Goodell. And now, not even close. You're not going to get that many chances. So, you know, it's even a tighter ship, and as it should be. I mean, you know, people say it all the time. You know, these guys get paid a whole lot of money to play a kid's game, and it's a privilege, and you know, and that's what they got to remember. You know,
right.
So,
I'm excited
for the draft as usual, man. It's a hell of a weekend.
Well, we talked about it last week. How excited are you for the first four picks? I mean, I know you said it don't quite matter if the top three picks, or you know.
Well, I'm in the first four, so I'm excited for the first four. So,
what do you mean?
My team's got a top four pick, so I'm excited for that.
Okay. Well, what I was saying was, the first four players, you know, first few players have said that they were not intending on going to the draft. Would that affect you watching those? Do you care?
No, I don't. Look, I can understand both sides of it. I think we talked about it last week, but I can understand both sides of it. So, no, I don't have any ill will towards those players for wanting to be with their families and being home. And I meant more,
do you care to see the draft? Like, is the first pick exciting knowing that that first pick won't even be there? But you know when they say
it doesn't matter. They're still going to say that person's name. We're still going to get to know what team that they go to. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be I don't think it takes all that much excitement away from it just because they're not there to walk up and give Goodell a fake hug and a fake handshake. Nah, I'm not. I don't. That doesn't really diminish it too much for me. So,
okay. Yeah.
You know. So no. Uh-uh. It will be a new thing though. Like I was saying, that you know, not to have those top picks there, but You never know. Might be a trendsetter.
It could be. Or the NFL could be like half of that first rookie contract will be if you show up to the draft.
But if they want him there, if they want him there, they'll have him there. This is kind of unprecedented. It is what it is. And so next time around, it will be mandatory. They'll find a way to make them be there. That's the bottom line. What the NFL wants, they get. And that's the facts. So if they want them guys there and they notice any dip in ratings or any of that, you can bet they'll have their ass there. Count on it.
Yeah.
So
that's
going to be good. Yeah, it's hard, pretty hard-pressed to go back and look and find where something like this has happened before. I mean, I can't think of it. Maybe it has, but I just can't think of it. Not with this many people in the top, whatever, so, But, I'm sure some of them guys that's more like 6 through 10, 6 through 15 is happy because now they're getting the shine.
Are they really getting the shot? Because what I thought.
If they're there, they're getting the experience. Yeah, they're getting the coverage. Yeah, sure. Why not?
They gotta fill
that time some way. So if they can't talk directly to these top, whatever it's gonna be, 3-5, whatever it is, then they're gonna talk to the next guy and probably spend more time with them on down the line.
Oh, what you meant. You meant they'll get TV time.
Yeah. One more shine. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Well, then that should be interesting. It's in Chicago this year as well, so I'd like to see how the crowd reacts.
The
when
windy
Chicago
city.
Makes their pick. Yeah, versus because every time New York or the Eastern region, the New England region, when they make their pick,
I'm glad it's not in New York. Just because, I just feel like it's a lot better place you can be in April than New York.
Why?
L.A., Miami. I didn't say Chicago was better. I'm just saying, though, I'm just glad that they switched it up from New York because it just seems like in these last few that I've watched, it seems like it's been in New York a lot of the time. So.
Right.
I think they need to, if it's going to be an event, it needs to be kind of like they try to do with the Super Bowl. It needs to be in a warm weather place. You know what I mean? Do it in Florida. Do it in California. L.A. You can't, Miami. Something like that.
Is it so the kids can have fun while they're there? Is that why you want to see it? Like what? Why does it matter where it's at? Hello?
You said why does it? Oh, just for the reasons I just said. Should be in a warm weather place. They got to look a lot better. There's a lot better places to go with it than New York. For everybody, people watching and the people who go.
I don't know.
I think for a lot of the same reasons that it's not a good place to have a Super Bowl in New York. Same reason.
For me watching it, it doesn't seem to be a problem that it's in New
that's
York.
Good.
I mean,
that's good.
I don't know what it is. I mean, the dressing, it seems like they would all come out dressed in the same way. Come out in shorts and a tank top or something. But
yeah. Who knows? We'll see. I'm sure they'll be in some sharp suits and things like that, like they usually do. So I'm sure they'll find something to do in Chicago.
Yeah, it's pretty nice out there. Haven't been out there in spring, only go in winter, and I know that's not really to be. It's cold. But, If you were taking the draft, would you? Because they ask all these kind of questions, especially like when you go on your little campaign tour, as they call it, when you go on ESPN and all these other shows, and a lot of them say they don't care where they go. Do you believe that, or do you think someone would like to say, "Oh, I want to go here," but they don't want to get that you know, media hate that probably would come if they chose the place.
I think that you know, it's a little of both. You know, nobody can be happy going to a, you know, a cellar dweller, but at the same time, you know, if you're going to a cellar dweller, that probably means you went real high in the draft, so you're getting paid to go to that cellar dweller. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of both.
Well, you could do who was it? Eli Manning? Was he one of the most loud, most vocal college players to come into the league, if I recall? You know, telling, saying he didn't want to go.
His dad pressed that. So, and it worked.
It worked.
It happened. So, yeah, it did. Yes, it did. So, and you know, it's only, you know, that's a unique situation. You see, we haven't seen that again. So, I thought that was pretty bad, actually. But you know,
you
I don't think
that
should have happened. Yeah, I don't think that should have been able to happen. But
well, what can you recap on what kind of happened and
what happened was his dad basically threw a hissy fit and didn't want his son to go and play. I forget what other team he was going to. I think it was San Diego. Yeah, San Diego. And his dad basically strong-armed the NFL. And, told him that his son would not play for them, you know, and that they needed to trade him. So, and like I say, that could only happen, you know, we've only seen it once. I've only seen it once. I think I've heard of it one other time, but I can't exactly recall the player, but,
right.
You know, in my lifetime, that's the only time I've seen anything like that. And I mean, you got to have some serious clout to be able to do something like that. You know,
well,
and I think
did
that
play the league.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of guys play in the league. You know, but
Archie. Well, I'm talking about his dad. But.
Right. I get it. Yeah, I know. But same time, I still that's a big deal. I don't know that would have been able to happen under. Fidel Goodell, if that would have been able to happen under him, I don't think he would have let that ride. I think that was Tagliabue? Was that, I think that was Tagliabue who was in there at that point. But yeah, it was interesting. You know, it'd be cool. It would be interesting to see if a player could do that, you know, in these times, like demand, like, hey, I don't want to go, like Winston, man, I want to go. The Patriots, man. I don't want to play for the Bucks. You know, I mean, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
Why don't you think? I mean, you kind of hit on it, but is it because most players would not be able to do that, or you don't like the pull his dad used to do it, or do you think that
it just reads a privilege and entitlement to me? I mean, that's exactly what it is. I just don't think that's. I mean, there's a format. Why should this man be able to do what he wants to do? You know, that's all. I just thought it was kind of whack at the time that it happened. I was surprised that it was able to go down like that. But that's why I say, same token, you got to give it up to Archie Manning because he was able to pull that off. You know, and obviously, if you look at it, it's worked out. So,
right.
You know, and, you know, it's like with most things, you know, what's meant to happen will be, and it seemed like that one has worked out okay for old Manning and New York, for that matter. They got two Super Bowls that well, nobody really know how it happened.
Yeah, but it did. But you know, now right now we have the playoffs going on in the NBA.
NBA.
Mavs just got eliminated. I just don't.
Oh, for real?
Understand.
They out.
Yeah. 4-1 to Houston Rockets.
Tonight?
And I know. Yeah.
Wow.
4-1 by the Rockets, and I know James Harden is good, and you know what, to tell you the truth, he just gives me more reasons to say why he was an MVP candidate, and you know why it's not a bad choice to say he was MVP, because even though he had, you know, Dwight and his role players, Mavericks had a lot of people. They shouldn't have been beat 4-1. I could see them, you know, going into a 6-game series at least, but I mean, as hard as that did, he's getting like 28 points a game, and he's just getting to the line every time, and it's not.
I mean, obviously he's that good. He's MVP candidate. Yeah, he must be that good. I mean, just a little bit I seen, yeah, he looked like he was to me. Didn't look like it was nobody could guard him. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that works out going forward. You got to give credit where credit's due. And, you know, I don't think the Mavs were quite as good, obviously, as we've seen them in the past. And, you know, I think that maybe they got a little older quicker than San Antonio did or something. But,
yeah.
You know, Dirk didn't seem to be himself. And even Monte Ellis didn't, you know, from what I understand, didn't have a very good series. So it's more than anything, too. You know how it goes, man, when it comes to half-court ball. And, you know, it's usually a game of matchups. And I don't think that they matched up with them very well. You know,
see,
so.
You said matchup. I was thinking a little more coaching. Because
maybe.
It is going to be hard for
I don't know. I don't think.
You don't think
both
what?
Those coaches, and well, I was just gonna say the coaches. I don't know who you would give a nod to. I don't know who you would give an edge to, if you're talking who's got the better coach, strategically and all that. I don't know. I think that, you know, obviously, especially in basketball, the team with the better players is gonna win most of the time. And I don't know if it was a scheme thing. It might have been, but I don't know which one of those coaches I would consider to be any better than the other one. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you think
I haven't
about
really seen.
Coaches?
I mean, whatever. I don't, you know, neither one of them are, I don't think, anything too special. But, you know,
which one
I think they're both, they're both capable.
Well, which one would you rather have to lead your team?
I want somebody who's won it before, so I'd probably have to take Rockets coach, what's his face? But, yeah, I'd probably want somebody who's won it before, either as a player, you know, or as a coach. So, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I
like I say, I didn't. I just felt like, you know, what I did see. I think I watched one of the games, and I've seen most of the highlights. And it just seemed like to me that they were just, you know, Rockets were just a matchup wise, were a better team. They didn't really have an answer for anybody.
Yeah.
But
the Blazers almost got swept, but they ended up.
Wow, I tell you what, I had Blazer fans texting me and were already kind of come up with excuses. And then this was at, I think, halftime of the game yesterday. And then, funny, because they ended up pulling it out. So I just thought that was, you know, they had already kind of given up on their team. So. Which I'm not, you know, they're down some guys. I'll keep it, you know, real over here and give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, I think that missing Matthews is huge for them. You know, I definitely don't think that they played their best. You know, have been playing their best series, and I think they may be down somebody else too, but. I know Memphis is pretty good, and again, it's a matchup thing. But I just think that it's a tough matchup for Portland, especially when they're not at full power. So,
right.
But Memphis should be closing that out, I would think. They go home. Was it 3-1 or?
Well, Wait, what's that again?
I said, is the series 3-1? Or?
Yeah, Memphis is up 3-1. I was hoping they would sweep so they could get a little more rest because the winner, assuming, well, I'm not even going to assume, but they're up 3-1. The winner of this series will meet the Warriors, who are already on their break from their four-game sweep. I think that'll be a better series to watch. I mean, you know, the only
you think so? You think that contrasting styles will be? Do you think that'll be? Think that'll be pretty good if it is the Grizzlies.
It's not the styles I'm looking at. It's the team, the playoff experience, the veterans that Memphis has. New Orleans was gone and experienced.
Right.
Some players have playoffs, but they weren't even like good playoff players when they were there. Memphis has, you know, Zach Randolph, Mark Gasol, Conley. I don't know if he's even going to make it back this series with the fracture in the face.
Yeah.
And so
that was kind of nasty,
Vince
actually.
Harden, yeah, that was bad. And it looked so. It didn't even look like much. But it,
no,
it
didn't
it
look like much.
Up.
No, but yeah, it ended up being kind of bad. But anyway, go ahead and who?
Yeah, so I think Vince Carter as well.
Vince Carter, he's still in the league?
No, yeah, Vince Carter's still in the league. I might have just.
He
I know, right?
He ain't going to help nobody do nothing.
Well,
Vince ain't done nothing. How many points he averaged? How many points he averaged last series? Six? Eight?
How many points did he average? Well, here's the thing with me. I don't know how many points he averaged, but it's not to me. I'm not all about points.
Over under 10.
In different ways. I don't know.
Okay.
You going to look it up?
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, what you think? Think it was over 10 or under 10?
Stop
in the dark.
What do you think? Over.
Okay. We'll have to check it
out. It's not really hard to get 10. If he's hitting 2 3-pointers a game, that's already 6. He getting to the line, averaging 2 free throws.
Oh, look at
eight.
You. You came up with a plan
what?
There. Yeah, it could be. I want to see him. I'll have to check it out, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm actually I want you to follow through on that because I'm still waiting on whatever. Okay, cool. I'm still waiting on our website, by the way. But yeah, so I don't know if the matchup at the guard will be good to watch because I just think Curry is just that good. Maybe. If Westbrook was around, that'd be the only good matchup for him. But right now, I don't think I. You know, you just call that. You just give that matchup to him, and then.
Right.
But the front court will be a good match. Draymond Green, I've been watching him since Michigan State. Enjoy watching him play. He's getting better, so I think this will be good to watch. I'm excited to see this series.
Yeah, I think we need to max Draymond out, bring him to L.A. Matter of fact, give him a fat contract.
We need a lot of people in L.A.
I know, but we get him and Rondo, you know what I'm saying? There's two guys that are possible to get because the Warriors ain't going to pay him. So.
Somebody ain't getting paid in Golden State.
No, you mean? It's going to be him.
Yeah.
You know, it's too bad, too, because he's pretty good.
And so the winner of that series will go on to meet each other with the Warriors, and then the winner of the Spurs-Clippers will meet up with who just won? The Rockets.
Oh, wait a minute. Spurs-Clippers, is that on tonight?
Yeah, it's going
on right
now. Right
now? Come on, man,
yeah.
Give us an update. What's happening? Come on with it. What's the score?
Oh, I didn't even know you were thinking about it.
Come on, man. Come on, bro. You're supposed to be on that type of stuff, man.
What do you think I've been doing the show? I've been watching.
Okay,
well,
spit it out.
Right now.
Okay, all right, spit it out. Spit it out the score, then.
It's halftime. Clippers up 54-53.
Oh, okay. Tight one. Tight one and a half. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Where's that game at?
East.
Is it L.A. or where?
Yeah. Clipperland.
Okay. Clipperland. Clipperland. Where's Clipperland?
It's this little small section of the Staples Center. A little, real small section.
Oh, you mean that's that little section they let them play in the Staples Center?
Yeah, you know, the practice arena.
To the right of all those banners, those championship banners?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's all dusty and stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I thought it was. Smell like the bathrooms and stuff, yeah.
Right. So we that's in the West. In the East,
right,
we have Cleveland swept Boston. What do you think about those? We'll just start with. Let's go with the other stuff. Toronto surprised me by getting swept, even though they fell off around the All-Star break. I didn't think they would just get swept by Washington so bad.
Yeah, but
But
is it that much that Toronto surprised you, or is it that the Wizards actually surprised you? Did Washington surprise you? Because I think that might be a 50-50 thing. Because you couldn't. I mean, Washington was looking kind of suspect too coming down the stretch. I mean, I don't know how you could have predicted that they was going to come out and just mollywop them like that either. You know what I mean?
No, I thought they had the. You know, they got veteran leader Paul Pierce. They got John Wall. I knew they would play good. I just didn't know. I didn't see how bad Toronto. I mean, you know, Kyle Lowry, I don't know, maybe his game got figured out, you know, and DeMarcus, whatever his name. It just looked bad. They were collapsing. I don't know. The East is really bad. And I know people want to do one playoff where they take out, what did they say, there should be no East-West conference. Every reason like this, people say that. But that's just unfortunate what happened right there. But, it's good to see Washington do good, but I just don't see them taking over in the East. Atlanta and Brooklyn are now tied 2-2. I guess that's all the criticism Darren Williams has been taking the past few weeks. He stepped
right
up and tied the series. But what do you think about that one?
I could care less about that series, man. I'm sorry. I just don't. Those are two in my mind. It's just not. I mean, the only surprise would be obviously if Brooklyn's able to make that happen or something like that. Yeah, that would be surprising and all that. I guess maybe a good story for Brooklyn, but I think I've been pretty clear about how I felt about Atlanta, and I thought they were fraudulent the whole year. I don't, once it got to playoff time, I couldn't believe in it. I just think that they were, regular season kind of Cinderella. I am kind of worried about the Bulls, man. I'll tell you that. You know, keeping it in the East here, I was hoping that they would handle their business a little bit and get, like you were just saying, get their players some rest. And it seems like they're kind of, I don't know, man. I don't know why they think that Milwaukee is not just going to hand it over, So.
I don't know what's going on out there in the East. The few teams that you think should just win right out are playing around. I think they took this young team for granted. They probably was thinking like we could stay, not put too much work in.
What you just asked, what's going on in the East? As a whole, there's just no firepower out there, man. You get it in spurts, but you don't have teams that just come out and just handle business night in, night out. You don't have that consistency. It's a little hard to watch too. Do you think they've been, good series, though? I mean, have you enjoyed it? I mean, you probably watched a lot more than I have, but have you enjoyed the series? Do you think they've been, you know, pretty competitive, even out east? You like the basketball being played, or what?
To me, I know people think a close game is a competitive game, but, you know, sometimes, like, even with football games, things just get sloppy and it's not even enjoyable. I'm thinking it's good to see a close game, I guess, in this situation. So I would say no, it's not enjoyable because it's almost sad to watch the Bulls actually struggle against Milwaukee. It shouldn't be like that. I know people say it's NBA, these are pros. Yes, they're pros, but the Bulls got too much firepower, stars, and veterans to be that damn close to the young Milwaukee Bucks.
I agree.
So it makes me sick, which is why I don't enjoy it.
Well, what the Bulls don't have, though, you know, and you know, whether you want it to, they don't have a Batman-Robin combo. You know, you got a sometimes Batman showing up, you know, and Derrick Rose, he's sometimes Batman. But even on the nights he needs to be Robin, ain't no Batman to step up. You know, especially on the offensive side of things. I mean, I've struggled, you know, I've watched, it just seemed like that, you know, they were struggling to even keep up score. You know, and that's you know, with the Bucks. I mean, you know, it was hard for them to match points. You know, I mean, usually you would consider, you know, the Bulls to be an effective defensive team. And, you know, even with that being the case, it's not like, you know, Milwaukee's scoring a crazy amount of points. But it's been hard for the Bulls to keep up. You know, and I know last game was it was all-time bad for Rose and couple of the other guys shooting wise, and you know that's probably not something you'll see again. But at the same time, it is definitely kind of alarming, man. It's especially if you had, you know, for, you know, people, how people were talking about, oh, they're going to guarantee, you know, they're the team that's going to beat, you know, Cleveland if that matchup is coming up, and you know, I don't necessarily see that what people are seeing there. So
right.
But, well, you know, it's a game-to-game thing. You know, they come out and handle biz and finish strong, and we'll be thinking different about them. So.
Yeah. Now, with Cleveland, we have Kevin Love at the moment not to return the rest of the season or playoffs.
He's done. He ain't coming back.
Do you think that was intentional? What I think I saw, I think he meant to pull his arm. I don't think he meant to dislocate it. And when
how could his intent have been to, if your intent was to pull and have some extracurricular going on after the possession, then what results after that, you're also responsible for, in my book. Yeah, of course. You know, you foul somebody hard and they break their leg. Well, yeah, you hit their leg, and your intent wasn't for them to be out the rest of the series. But if you hit the foul hard, then you got to take whatever comes with that. And I think that's the same thing here. I don't think it was a dirty play. But at the same time, it was extra, and in that extra, you know, that's what happened.
Well, I'm looking at it like he went to yank his arm. I don't know why when you that big, you pull another big ass, you know, you big as hell. If you pull some arm shit, like, you can kind of know that's going to happen. I guess, it looked like he was trying to snap his elbow in the video, the way he grabbed it.
I can't agree.
I said in the video. I know that wasn't his intent to snap an elbow, but if you've ever seen martial arts film when they grab their arm like that,
I haven't. I thought Shaq summed it up pretty good, man. That's big men doing what big men do, and that's it. No more, no less.
I thought he had a good point.
I mean, we've seen that a bunch of times before. That's normal behavior.
Yeah, and when
like
that's
I said,
happened, then
I don't think that's what happened. So, which side are you? Okay, so with that being said, which side are you taking?
What are you talking about? Because what I was going to get to you was
the suspensions there. Okay.
What was it?
I thought you were going to get to the suspension. What was it?
Oh, you didn't know. I was asking. I said he had a one-game suspension.
Okay. I mean, do I think it was warranted? Is that what you mean?
What do you think about the suspension?
I'm just finding out. It's one game. I don't know. I don't know if he needed to be suspended. Maybe a fine or something.
Okay.
Is that J.R. Smith's suspension? Or are you talking about...
No, I'm talking about the guy, Kellen Olynyk, that dislocated Kevin Love's shoulder.
He got two games for that?
Yeah.
That's a little excessive to me.
We one or two, because I know him and JR both
one or
committed.
Two. I know
yeah,
JR
one of them
got
one, the other one got two. Okay, so maybe
okay,
just
okay, well,
got
JR
one.
Got two. So if he got one, that's still probably a little excessive for my book, but I could see it, you know. I'm not surprised. Seems like they'll try to suspend you for pretty much anything now. So, yeah, I mean. Did they call it a flagrant, you know?
I don't remember what they called it during the game. I just know afterwards, a couple of days later, he got a one-game suspension.
It was all after the fact, because he didn't get a tech or nothing like that in the game, did he? Or anything like that, did he?
Yeah, I don't recall. But I think there are certain parts that are a part of the game, but I can personally say none. Yanking someone's shoulder like that, probably not a part of the game. Holding
probably not.
Is different, you know, when someone's going up.
Yeah.
We ran it. And I just think
guys
trying to do
locked
a quick
up
pull.
Like that, you know. I've seen that before when it didn't result in anything like that. Guy, that's what I mean about the big guy's comment that Shaq said. I've seen that before. I feel like a lot of people have seen that type of stuff happened before, and I just think that they're kind of reacting on more so, you know, what happened to Love rather than the actual act of what happened. You know, I don't know. I just didn't think it was anything that was all that malicious, but, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do, and that's just the way it goes. I think if it's not Kevin Love, maybe he don't get suspended. So
I don't know. I see a difference, especially since I played center. The lockup isn't accidental as players making teams. Because your arm don't just lock up with somebody when you're doing something new. Now, I think when them two were going for the ball, I think he was just trying to get Kevin Love away from it. That was it. I don't think he meant to dislocate. I think he was trying to yank him real quick from the ball, which, you know, people grab other players' hands or jersey. But I know when I've seen it a couple of times, even when UConn played, I can't remember who they played, Kentucky or someone a couple of years ago, and this dude's shoulder got popped when he got pulled it back because the guy went up for a rebound and another one reached over him. And the dude pulled his arm and kept pulling until the guy flipped over. And it was like, you know, people say, oh, that just happened. But I've been in that situation. And I know, you know, when someone's arm is stuck, you know, on you, and you know that you got that leverage. I don't know if you've ever done any kind of quote unquote dirty play when you played sports, but a lot of players, you know what your intent is to you know, kind of give them a little pain. Maybe not take them out forever, but I think that's what the league caught that. And some of these players be forgetting there's like 100 cameras that's going to show a whole bunch of different angles. I think years ago he would have got in much trouble, but, you know, it's unfortunate now that no matter what you do, you get, like, suspensions and fines. You know, like, me and you talked about, what's that, J.R. Smith. Do you think his suspension was right?
I mean, I'm glad that he didn't get more than he did. I was surprised that it was only two games because I thought they were going to try to throw the book at him type of thing, but they didn't. So I don't know that it was – I don't know. I think it was just about right. I mean, I don't think it was necessarily too light. I just think that he should be – you know, he should feel fortunate that that's all he got. So,
yeah.
You know, being a repeat offender, I guess. I'm not quite sure how he's a repeat offender when it comes to – that type of thing, you know, but I think, you know, obviously other little stuff, but I didn't think that he, I'm glad that they didn't, you know, it's not like he's out there, you know, an aggressive type, you know, player like that when it comes to, you know, getting into it with people. So, you know, I think it was, you know, I think it was about right.
Yeah. Well, we coming down to the end of the show, last few minutes. So back to the Mayweather fight. What do you what do you expect? Oh, we got a call. I don't know how long they've been on. Go ahead. We'll call and we'll get to you. I'm gonna let Kofi give us his prediction for the fight.
Yeah, I'm taking Mayweather, and I expect that Mayweather win by decision.
Yeah. That's what I got. Let me
how about
take
you?
This caller.
What do you got? You got the same thing or what?
Yeah, I have Mayweather by decision, but I can see some weird, you know, you and I, we try to stay away from conspiracies, but I can see a draw or a split decision that makes Mayweather want to come back and fight that next fight, because if it's that good of a fight or that close, they definitely will have a second fight. And Mayweather has to be very careful about starting off slow, because Pacquiao throws, you know, 60, 70 punches at least around nonstop, and referees like that, judges like that. But let's take this call
right.
Real quick for the last minute. 408,
okay.
You're on.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, 408?
How you doing? How you doing, Kofi? How you doing, Big C, man? How y'all doing, man? I know that
good,
it's over.
Man.
It's kind of short, so I'll keep it real short and sweet. Mayweather about to beat that ass. I don't. If it go decision, yeah, it ain't no draw. He gonna win. He gonna win. Period. But you know,
yep.
Pacquiao's a gambler, and he when you throw that many punches, nothing's protecting your face. So if Pacquiao is able to get on Floyd's left side, it's over for. Floyd will get hit. You know what I'm saying? But Floyd knows
right.
Because that's what southpaws do. They gonna charge your left side. And as long as he keep Pacquiao on his right, it's gonna be a slugfest, dude. Because Pacquiao, he the type of fighter, man. He like the amigo fighters. They'll sit in there, sell their face, and just throw punches back to back with their face wide open to get punished. Floyd
right.
Salivate at the mouth when he see that. Oh, you gonna charge her? You gonna come attack me? That's playing right into Floyd's hands, man. I'm just getting tired of these
yep.
fans. I'm
so,
really
so
getting tired of these pictures.
Boy, I gotta know something.
To
go down. Real quick, I gotta know something. I need you to give me a percentage. Percentage that Mayweather knocks Pacquiao out. Give me a percentage.
I'll give it 67, 68.
Oh, so you're shooting it high. You're shooting it high. You're saying it's a high percentage. High 60.
I just
that Pacquiao could get
I'm
knocked
saying,
out.
Like,
wow.
I'm just
wow.
saying.
Here's the funny part. I would actually say 67 of Pacquiao knocking Floyd out before I give Floyd a knockout. That's I'm getting tired of hearing that, dude. I'm getting tired of that Floyd can't punch. I don't understand that shit. I'll say, we said knock out. Like, I don't see Floyd knocking him out. That's why. And if anybody's going to knock someone out at 67% chance, I would have to go Pacquiao. If you gave me...
I can't do that because, you know what? Floyd ain't never got knocked out. And,
yeah.
And Pacquiao, he done slept. He done went night-night.
He never been knocked down.
So his jaw ain't iron. So I'm not really worried about Pacquiao's chin at all.
Yeah,
man, I'm hoping that somebody at least get knocked down. I'll say that.
It's gonna happen, man. It's so much anxiety for this fight, bro. This fight got so much magnitude, bro. Somebody's gonna get out of it. They're not gonna stick to the game plan. Somebody's not gonna do it. And I hope it ain't Floyd. You know what I mean?
He had to fight
the same way he do.
He's gonna have to throw more punches than he usually does. I know that. He's gonna have to match some of that. I mean, he can't just like Big C was saying. Pacquiao's gonna throw a bunch of punches, man. That's coming regardless. Whether he get knocked out doing it or whether it's effective or not, don't matter. The punches is coming. So Mayweather's gonna have to match that on some level.
He's gonna have to be more active. Throwing punches at that one, because what they do with Pacquiao, they love Pacquiao so much, it's ridiculous. See, my wife's Filipino, right? And I be going to a lot when I go watch the fight with her and her family and shit. They asses don't know shit about boxing, and if you're throwing a flurry, they just start screaming and yelling like they,
just
killing the dude, and he ain't even hitting the man, and so like,
yeah, yep.
But they're not boxing fans, so that's what you gotta. I just hope he come out like he did with Oscar De La Hoya when he came out with the Mexican flag in the sombrero and all that. I hope he just come out wearing a Filipino flag or something, bro. Hey, that's gonna get everybody stupid.
Oh, man. Hey, that would be funny, though, if he did that. Nah, he ain't going to do that. I don't think he's going to do it. What'd you think? See, that's something else we can. I bet you Vegas got that as a bet, as a prop bet you could take. What you think? What's the chances? Give me the percentage that Floyd come out with a Filipino flag on his shorts. What you think? Or his hat.
On his shorts? I would say low, and the reason why is because he actually been wearing some big ass leather drawers or whatever the fuck he be wearing now during the fight.
Yeah.
There's some big ass shorts. Like, I look at them like, damn, I thought they took into account what they got on. Them things are like, I don't know. They hella big. They look like they hella heavy with leather.
They do.
You seen his shirts, right?
No, the one with the Filipino flag behind it.
That's why I think he's going to come out like that.
Oh, I ain't seen that.
He got a shirt with the Filipino flag painted on his body, like it's painted on his chest and shit. And he got the Filipino flag got a sun on it too.
Right.
And
yeah.
He got the sun on behind his head like he's Jesus or something. I love that picture. That's a slap in the face, but for that little punk ass picture they got on the sports page. I'm not feeling that picture at all.
What picture they got on the sports page?
They got Pacquiao looking like Jesus Christ. And they got your boy looking like the devil.
Nah, you ain't seen that.
I'll send it to you right now real quick while we
that's what they're trying to do, man. They building it. They've been building it, good versus evil, and you know, that's fine. But at the same time, you know, I wish it wasn't that way, but at the same time, as long as Floyd, you know, embraces that like he usually does, he don't mind being a villain and handles business.
He don't.
Then it's fine, you know. But you know, that's funny how they do that. They sure have done that in this fight, definitely.
There's a ESPN. They had Roy Jones talking to Jay Crawford about the keys to win the fight for both fighters. He was saying that Pacquiao had to get on Floyd's right side, like he has to, because he's a southpaw, so he has to get on his right, go to the right on his side.
Right.
They said because if he do that, because how Floyd does his defense with that shoulder, he gonna have to turn that head, and it exposes his stomach, his chin, his jaw. It exposes all that because he's leaning on one side with his shoulder.
Right.
Man, then I don't know which dude recorded this shit, but then he jumped to Floyd in some training thing, and they were talking to Floyd about fighting southpaws, and he said the exact same shit Roy Jones said. He was like, he gonna try to get on my left side because I threw my D, because he's a southpaw. He's like, all I gotta do is just turn and never let him get on that side, and it's gonna be bad.
That's right.
For him. And Floyd is saying that shit, so I'm like, he's not 46, he's not winning 44-0, what is it? His record?
I think it's 47.
47-0. You don't win that many fights and not lose off just talent, nigga. That motherfucker knows the game, nigga.
Oh,
yeah, crap,
you know
his crap, man. That's why I'm getting tired of these fans, bro. Like, these fake-ass fans, all this Facebook talking this cat shit. I'm like, bro, you know who he's fighting, and y'all talking about him like he a slouch. Like, he runs. I'm like, how you running in a ring where the ring is not a big space? You can't really run anywhere. Like, I'm not understanding this running shit. That nigga,
yeah, that's the fool who, you know, again, and me and he talk about it all the time, man. It those are people who don't truly know the sweet science of boxing. I mean, this isn't UFC. You know, I know everybody wants to see them duke it out, but that's not the goal. The goal is to hit without being hit.
Hit.
You know, and Floyd does that better than anybody. You know, and I don't know, man. I feel like we know what it is. When it comes to this, though, you know, people wanting Pacquiao and the stuff that you're hearing, people really want him to win bad, man. I mean, they just want to see Floyd lose. They want to see, you know, and that they want to see Floyd lose, and I get it. I mean, I get it. I can see what people's perception is of him, and so it's easy to hate a guy like him for some people who don't fully understand what's going on, you know. So, I'm not surprised, man. I've been thinking the same thing. Like, man, they sure are pumping up Pacquiao a whole lot. I mean, they really, you know, he's like the people's champ. They really want him to win.
And most of it is because what he does. Like, I'm not knocking Pacquiao. Pacquiao is good too. You know,
taking
care of his family, his country, his people.
Right.
You know, he doing it the right way. But I'm watching it as a sports fan. I'm watching you fight the best. You about to fight the best. There's nobody else on this earth right now that's better than Floyd Mayweather right now. That's the best you can play right now.
Nope, not even close. And that's what's crazy. And it's like the Canelo thing. All these guys, I think that there's a little bit of shock once they get in that ring and realize, like, wait a minute. Hold on. This dude is the best. I mean, this dude is every bit of what they were saying. It's not going to be
this faster than on camera.
You know? Right. And I think he's going to sting a little bit more than people anticipate. You're right with that. I don't think he gets credit for having some pop behind his punches. I think that people just only see the defense, and you know what we have seen, and a lot of people don't want to admit, is that man when he's had to throw him and he's had to stand up there and throw him, he can bring it too. You know, I would love to see him, you know, do some damage to Pacquiao. You know, but
I see it happening because the way they styles are, it's perfect for Floyd. Like,
it's got to be.
Pacquiao's going to keep coming. He's going to keep coming. He's going to keep coming. He's not going to stop coming. He's going to come jumping around, bouncing, but he's coming at you the whole damn time. But when you throw that many punches, you are selling your face. You're selling your face because you're trying to knock somebody out.
And so I can't get out of my head, man, seeing Pacquiao laid out on the canvas, man. I can't get it out of my head. I thought the dude was dead. I thought he was really done. So,
yeah,
you see
the doctor with his hands, like, trying to get him to look at him and shit. He ain't even done counting yet. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
It was over. It was over. And these pack tards, I call that too. I'm with it. They all forget that. Like it didn't happen.
Yeah. Like it didn't happen. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like it didn't happen. You better tell Floyd that went down. That's the all they playing all week.
Yes, sir. His wife knows it.
You know what I mean?
She know.
Yeah. Yeah, she thought he was dead too.
I said Marquez got murdered by Floyd. So it's like a whole different monster you fucking with. I'm sorry, man. I'm losing it because this is how this fight really meaning to me right now. This is like the biggest thing of our generation, bro.
Does anybody have any idea who Floyd's gonna be bringing out? Who's gonna be rapping for him? There's got to be somebody. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Wayne, Rick Ross? Who? Anybody got the inside track on that? I think he should bring the OJs back because that was clean. That was clean when he brought the OJs out.
Well, I can see Justin Bieber again.
Yeah, but he ain't going to be rapping. He'll be walking them.
Well, not.
He's talking about what music he's going to come out in.
I dig it.
Yeah.
50 Cent.
You're really
going to use a 50 Cent song. Yeah, he should. But, yeah, so, you know, to wrap it up real quick, I also mentioned last week that I'd get you guys the undercards. I'm not even going to say it because I'm sure you guys wouldn't know any of the names.
Not even none of them? None of them?
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Leo Santa
Cruz?
That's
terrible. Nope.
Yeah, that's really the only guy.
That was the only possible? Damn.
That's the only possible. That's the possible. You might as well go Neil. Because there ain't nobody going to do
it. That's bad. There might be some good fights, though.
Knowing what you know, are there any good fights? You know, any of these undercards? Come on, man. You can't kill it like that, man. It's got to be a chance it's a good fight. Come on,
Well,
man.
Now look, I'll tell you this. The order they have the fights, unless they have it in order right here that I'm looking at, this may not be the order, but you got, like, a dude who's only has. You got a couple of people who only got like four fights under their belt. You don't have any major names. Like I told you before, PBC that's been having these fights on local TV have been taking all these big names that people don't think are making names in boxing. The Danny Garcias, the Kid Chocolates, who stole my name, by the way. I think you should fight for it.
Look at this dude.
and then the other name. So, you know, I don't think y'all realize, but pay-per-view might be, Showtime may be losing some fights. If they gonna get, or not Showtime, but they may not be showing pay-per-views for a while. Not because the sport is dead, but if NBC is taking over these names, Then you get stuff like this, like his undercard. I guess they really expect no one to care about it. No one, because there's dudes that are fighting on the show that only fought six times, four times. That's not what you want to see.
No, not at all. That's too bad. That would never happen in UFC, man. Never. That's terrible.
And his, well, Floyd Mayweather controls a lot of that. That's why. But I'll tell you what's even more important is that it's the weight class. These are 126.
What?
And I know, yeah, I know you,
man.
Guys. Or I don't
I
can't know
stand watching them 6 weeks, man. Come on, man. 126.
Out of this.
120. That's what I mean. Come on, man, with that Mighty Mouse stuff, man.
You
style.
Might
this catch. Grown men fight, man. I barely can stand these welterweights, man. Get on with that, man. Come on now.
Well, no.
Yeah,
what's the name of what's that weight class name?
Featherweight.
Super duper featherweight.
No, that's and then those are the three that's supposed
joke.
To be listed. That's what
that's
I'm talking about. I don't know if y'all have
never
been listening to that, but
and they charging $100, man. Wow.
Hey, well look. I like Teddy Atlas. I don't know if you guys like him, but I really like him. And,
yeah, I like Teddy.
He said that this is a Wall Street fight versus or Main Street versus Main Street. He said this fight is not necessarily for true boxing fans. This is for all the people that's going to pay $150,000 that just want to be there just because, you know.
Right.
And it's true because he said, he's like, why would you charge $100 knowing that the average person can't afford to order that? And he said what I said last week, that people's going to have to go to each other's houses. He's like, that's why, and I think that's why the undercard is trash, because they don't care about the undercard or anything else.
Right.
He made his money.
Wow. That's it. $5 million a minute, baby. You know about it.
I don't know shit about it.
Nah, me neither, man. That's crazy.
Where y'all watching the fight at?
We're
watching it at, at a buddy's place in Oregon, man. We're watching the fight. Where you watching it at?
I'm about to watch it at my girl people's house. I'm about to go over
there.
When they get quiet. When they get quiet, it'll be all bad. They're going to be a people. They'll be so sad in there but me.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
I just hope that I can hear what's going on. I want to hear the commentators talk. To me, that's a part of the show that I want to see. You know what I mean? I want to listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
It gets you all riled up, gets you angry, gets you happy, upset. You know, what's his name? Jim Lampley yelling every time Pacquiao throw about five punches.
Right.
Whether they connect or not. He's like,
yeah.
Huh?
It's going to be on two TVs, so you're going to be good. So,
I might end up in someone's bedroom.
You might have to.
I'm lightweight upset that they're not showing it in theaters no more. Not that I would plan on going, but they took it out of the movie theater.
Okay, I'm scared on that, huh?
I think they're doing that. I think in Atlanta they're doing that. I'm not sure.
Did they figure out a way to get that? They have to pay a lot to do that.
They do.
I mean, more than normal. Everything that
what you mean? Just like the
bars.
Yeah.
They doubled that.
Yeah.
They doubled.
I bet they did. It's going to be tens of thousands of dollars to show it in certain bars. It goes off the occupancy. So, you know, some of these places are trying to have it, they just try stone out. So, or you got to make sure you feel it. But some of these guys, man, they get it anyway.
Here's something that's confusing to me. I've never seen this. And I'm not sure it's ever happened, but they'll have Michael Buffer and Jimmy Lennon Jr. and co-announcing the fight. How would that work?
I don't know, man. Co-announcing.
Yeah, so you know Michael Buffer, John Lennon's for Showtime. Michael Buffer's HBO. Michael Buffer, you guys know, is Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, we know
John Lennon. So I'm wondering, like, is one going to do the pre-announcement, and then one's going to do the post-fight, you know, read the card?
Who did you say? You said Don Lennon.
Jimmy Lennon Jr.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, I hope you didn't say Don Lennon, man. Get that lame up.
I don't want to ever. I turned off.
All right.
Side note, I don't even want to see Don Lennon on TV.
Nah, man. The man disgusts me. Nah.
What about is that Rob Merchant? What's his dude's name?
Larry Merchant, yeah.
Larry Merchant.
No, he's not. Larry Merchant. He's not going to be there. He's going
to
be watching.
He don't need to be. Larry Merchant's a
punk.
He's going to
be
here.
Well, you know,
I would have never apologized if I was Floyd. I would have never apologized to Larry Merchant. Never, ever. Larry Merchant would have took that to the grave with him. Hell no, he ain't getting an apology from me. You don't kick one. I'll whoop your old ass. Talking about Larry Merchant.
y'all would have said the same thing.
You know what? Nah, man. If I'm Floyd,
if y'all were 80 years old and Floyd was talking rest, talking about they should fire, you wouldn't be saying, man, if I was 50 years younger, I'd be up in your ass.
Nah, man. Larry Merchant's a punk, man. He's a Bill O'Reilly.
He's talking like
man.
He's about to
he
die.
Get on with that.
408, yeah. Johnny, you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't have said nothing to Floyd if he was talking about getting you fired on national TV.
Say that again, sir.
I said you wouldn't have said nothing back to Floyd if he was talking about they should fire you.
But see, I wouldn't have got into a discussion with Floyd like that.
After a win. Yeah.
That's Larry. That's how he gets down,
man. Yeah, he disrespectful, man. I didn't like that one bit. Yeah, he do. He hates Floyd. And it's more than just Floyd.
He hates everything about Floyd.
He hates everything about Floyd. We'll just put it like that. So,
well,
he couldn't handle it. He lost his cool.
We got those announcers. You guys know Kenny Bayless. He's been doing lately most of all of Mayweather's fights.
Right.
He's going to earn $25,000. For this fight, that's a record for referees. That's it. That's a lot.
That's it?
What you mean?
What you talking about?
They should get more than that.
They should be getting Bruce Buffer money is what they should be getting. Give me a break.
Let me get
this dude.
Bruce Buffer.
This dude hollering.
Why are you talking about UFC?
I'm talking about the dude that's announcing it.
Michael Buffer.
Whatever. They should be getting his money.
Well, you know, Bruce Buffer is his brother in UFC.
He gets paid just to do the intro, but he gets
That's what I'm saying. And he getting hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, but he's signed by – that's a different thing. That's
care,
Showtime.
I'm just letting y'all know.
Your
like fight is, it costs so much money. It's so ridiculous. He should be getting more than that.
That's what I'm saying.
At least near the damn deal or something.
Just on his face. Just on his face, he says he should get more money than that. These are the guys that's supposed to be directing and having a major outcome and impact on the fight. They got to be well paid.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean,
that's 25K? Give me a break, man. That's a joke.
Dude. Well, you know what? Let me explain something. I understand what y'all are saying, but they normally make anywhere to about up to $10,000 a fight. And then you got to remember how much fight they actually referee during the year. They make almost $200,000 a year. So
I'm not talking about what they make accumulative.
Well,
I'm talking about in a mega fight, the fight of the century. Woozy, woozy,
woozy. Yeah,
they should be making
like
more money.
So go from 5,000. Hey, I'm just telling you what the breakdown. I just told you the breakdown.
I know.
Wait, what are you?
I know you like to be. I know
you
like to be.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Come on for? What are you saying? Come on for?
Come on, bro.
What are you saying? Come on for? What are you saying? Come on for? What are you saying? Come on for?
You ain't gotta. You don't gotta be devil's advocate on this one, bro.
What about being devil's advocate? You ain't never explained that. You always saying something.
I'm explaining right now. They get another pay.
No, you are not.
What
are you explaining?
I just explained it.
What are you explaining,
man?
What are you explaining? What are you explaining?
Oh, wait, did you hear what I said, 408? Did you get it?
No, I'm asking you. Asking you because I don't get
okay,
it.
Okay. All right, then. Okay. All
right. Now, 408,
it's been explained.
Explain to me. Hey, he doesn't want to do it, so it's fine.
I'm not in
anyway,
to repeat myself. That's all.
Anyway, 408. Anyway, 408, what I was just telling y'all to break
exactly.
down.
Exactly.
And like I told you earlier, I agree you should make more, but that's a lot. That's probably 15,000 more than they normally make. So I don't know what they should do about that, but at least he's getting 25,000.
It's going to be a good fight.
That would be illegal. They can't do that. That's probably going to say, man, Floyd need to pay them some more money, but I guess that wouldn't look good, would it? That wouldn't look good at all. You can't pay them. You can't tip the judges, can you?
What I do know is Mayweather's mouthy. What I do know is Mayweather's mouthy.
You can't do that.
Mayweather's mouthy is going for $25,000.
There you go. Case in point.
It's incorporated with diamond dust, gold flakes, and $100 bill.
Yeah. Flip them the mouthpiece, man. Flip them the mouthpiece. There you go. But see, it was ragging on Floyd about that. I don't know, man. Is that not a good look? That's something he shouldn't do. Is that too much? That
what
mouthpiece?
Are you talking
about? Man,
I don't know.
That's Floyd, man. He's on a whole other level than anybody on earth, man.
That's too flamboyant, though.
Why he changed?
Yeah, why he changed?
You're the highest paid athlete in sports.
You don't like it?
That's Floyd. That's Floyd. No, I wouldn't expect anything less from Floyd. Nah, that's Floyd for sure. But I just thought it'd be something. You know, they probably have something to say about it. What kind of mouthpiece Pacquiao wearing?
He got a special one from a Filipino dentist, well-known dentist down in L.A.
Okay.
And it got extra layers of polyvinyl and the frontal interior portion.
Good.
So it's
it'll
good.
Help, he hit the canvas.
So he can wake up.
For anything.
Put to sleep.
I don't know. Yeah. But Floyd might want one of those, too. I don't know what it is, but I'll take one of them.
He needs to get some with them. With some built-in smelling salts already in it, you know? Just in case he hits the canvas. In case he hits the canvas. But I don't know. That's not what I picked. Keep that in mind. I did say a decision, but, man, it would be nice. I don't know why I would think it would happen, though. It's not likely. I'm glad 408 went up to 60%. I'm going to probably be down right around 9%.
Yeah. So it's it'll be Al Bernstein. I like this little cold mix up they doing with HBO Showtime. Roy Jones, Al Bernstein, and Jim Lampley will be on the side. So that's good.
It's a good mix. It's a good mix.
Yeah, I like Roy even though he's somewhat goofy, but
hey,
what he's talking about though.
Yeah, I like Teddy Atlas, too. Teddy Atlas is the man. But a little bit off topic, but right quick, we down to the end here. I got to get y'all's opinion, just your views and what you guys think about what's going on in Baltimore right now. Go ahead, 408. Start us off.
I feel like what Ray Lewis did was straight cornery shit, like it was straight bullshit.
All right, well, hold on. We actually got 10 seconds. We actually got 10 seconds left.
Sorry, man. I thought about that, man. Like,
No.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way you. That's the way you gonna affect the masses, man. When you put force and destroy shit, it ain't. That's what has to happen. Nobody own that shit. Now, if it's the mom and pop stores, just there and all that, man, yeah, I understand that. But the corporations and all that, let you destroy all of that shit. Make them pay. Make them play. That's the only way you're going to affect these. That's the only way you're going to affect the government or whatever's going down, the police and all that. You got to affect their pockets. You touch them pockets, that's when you're going to affect them. That's the only way it's going to do that. All that marching and singing and all that, that don't do nothing. That ain't doing nothing. That's a waste of time. It don't do a damn thing.
Well, we're gonna
it's gonna continue. Get worse. It's gonna that's just the kickoff. It's gonna be other cities that's gonna be doing that too.
Well, we're gonna have to continue this next week. We'll recap the fight, recap the contest, and leave off the show right now. It's 82-82 fourth quarter Clippers first game, and we'll be out till next week.
Oh boy.
Please.
Gotta wait for the Warriors.